Hello and welcome to another episode of the Remix Movement Podcast. I am your host, Stephanie, and thank you so much for tuning in to episode 242. All right. Now, today we are going to talk about the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to go right into it because I have a lot of things that I want to go ahead and talk about and a lot of scripture. And I feel like I just want to get to the nitty gritty of what I'm going to talk about, because I feel like you can have so many different podcasts about the Holy Spirit, and there's so many different avenues and things. And I've done many podcast episodes previous to this about the Holy Spirit, but today we're going to talk about obeying the Holy Spirit without questions. All right. So first of all, we need to understand that the Holy Spirit is not extra. Okay. He's essential. The Holy Spirit is not extra apart from Jesus and God. He's essential. And the Bible actually never refers to the Holy Spirit as it, but only as he or him, or just the name, the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit with a capital S. Okay. We need to clarify that, because a lot of people are misguided and they don't understand that the Holy Spirit is a person, and that what he's actually called to do is be a helper. Because Jesus promises us that he's going to leave a helper, and the name of that helper is the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is part of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right. There's a supernatural advantage when the power of the Holy Spirit is released in your life, and that is because God is with you. Okay, so if God is with you, then that means that the Holy Spirit is there to help you. So when you receive the Lord as your Lord and Savior, and you acknowledge, God, I'm a sinner, I'm sorry, I want you to come into my heart, and I want to do life the way you want me to, then that's when the Holy Spirit is able to say, okay, now you're a part of the family, you're a part of the kingdom, you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you want to follow God's word through the Bible. So now I can be able to be present in your life. I can be able to give you the guidance that you need, to be able to let you know this is where you need to go, this is where you don't need to go, to be able to tell you, I don't think that's a good idea, you should move this way because this is God's calling. The Holy Spirit is literally the supernatural advantage that we have. We have the ability that other people who don't know who Jesus Christ is are unable to recognize. See, when you don't know who God is, when you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit isn't able to tell you, hey, that's not the right thing to do. That's not what you should have said. That's not where you're supposed to be going. Instead, they have to try to figure things out on their own. They're like, you know, confused and stressed, and they don't know what's going on. They don't have the Holy Spirit. That's why we, people that have the Holy Spirit in our lives and that have him present, need to make sure that we're constantly trying to let our family members and our friends know, hey, I want you to be a part of the kingdom of God. I want you to know who God is. I want you to be able to live a life that is pleasing to God, and one that is not so hurtful and painful and difficult, because the Holy Spirit is the helper that's going to be able to help them as they're living here on earth. Okay. The Holy Spirit is only a helper on earth while we are living on in this world, while we are here, while we're dealing with temptations and we're dealing with challenges and we're dealing with certain things. Only on earth, because God the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, are in heaven, okay? So first scripture I want to go ahead and read, Luke chapter 24, verses 45 to 49, okay? In this particular chapter, we're at the part where Jesus is risen from the dead, he has resurrected, and he is now talking to his disciples, okay? And this is where it goes. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said, he, Jesus Christ, yes, it was written long ago that the Messiah would suffer and die and rise from the dead on the third day. It was also written that this message would be proclaimed in the authority of his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. There is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. You are witnesses of all these things. And now I will send the Holy Spirit, just as my Father promised, but stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with the power from heaven. All right. So we see that God said, I'm going to send my son. He's going to die on the cross. He's going to rise again on the third day. And it happened. And he says, yeah. And God said that somebody's going to be coming after and they're going to be able to help you. That was done. Okay. So we need to understand that these are scriptures. These are prophecies that were said and that came true. The Holy Spirit is going to tell you things that are going to happen. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, if you are in a relationship with him, if you are in an intimate relationship with him, intimate meaning you take time every day to be close to him. You take time every day to talk to him. You take time every day to read the Bible. You take the time every day to be close to Jesus Christ. Then that means that the Holy Spirit is going to be able to speak things in your life and they will come true. Okay. If God said it, he's going to do it. Now, Romans chapter 8, verses 23 to 27. Okay. And we believers also groan, even when we have the Holy Spirit within us, as a foretaste of the future glory, for we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as his adopted children, including the new bodies that he has promised us. New bodies meaning when we go to heaven, we have an eternal body. We don't have a physical body. We have an eternal soul. And that is what's going to be in heaven with God. All right. Moving forward, we were given this hope when we were saved, when we declared that God was going to be our Lord and Jesus was going to be our Savior. Okay. If we already have something, we don't need to hope for it. But if we look forward to something we don't have yet, we must wait patiently and confidently. Let me stop there. If you are waiting on God to do something in your life, don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Know that if God spoke it to you, then God is going to do it. And we have to continue to wait patiently and confidently. Confidently meaning I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to stress about it. I'm not going to cry about it. I may be emotional sometimes, but I am confident in my faith that as I'm waiting, it's going to happen. All right. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. And this is the scripture continuing. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. All right. If you have the Holy Spirit, sometimes you are in the presence of God and you don't have words. You don't have words. You don't have words, but you're meditating on scripture. You don't have words, but you are praising God. You don't have words, but you are in your mind listening to the lyrics to a worship song. It happens to me all the time. If the Holy Spirit in the moment is present when I am praying in the car, I will cry and not say a word. But the Bible says that that's okay because the Holy Spirit is going to be able to help you to pray what you need to pray for. That's why it's important for us to ask God, I'm asking you for this, but what should I be asking for, Lord? I'm asking for this, but what should I be saying to you, God? It's okay for you to be able to say that because that's when the Holy Spirit is able to help you and he's a helper. Okay, so in our weaknesses, he is strong. And then here it says, the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. So if the Father gave orders to put a call on your life, a purpose, there's a specific calling on your life that he wants you to do. And you now have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior to be able to follow him in all his ways through the scriptures of the Bible, then you can believe that the Holy Spirit is going to be able to guide you and will be in complete conjunction with, in complete alignment with God's will for your life. He's not going to guide you into the wrong direction. He's not going to say something wrong. He is going to be aligning you for your specific purpose. He's going to be making sure that if you don't have your eyes focused on God, he will remind you and say, hey, you need to be spending a little bit more time praying. you need to be spending a little bit more giving God glory and praise and worship. Hey, I'm sorry. I know your finances are tough, but I'm here to tell you, you need to trust God. You need to give your tithes and offering. You need to trust God with your finances if you want him to move in you. I'm telling you, like, the Holy Spirit is going to be in alignment with God's will in your life, okay? Last scripture before I go into, like, practicality of what I'm talking about here. But I hope that as I'm reading the scripture, you're understanding that we need to be listening and obeying the Holy Spirit without questions. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. When we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. Instead, we speak words given to us by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, capital S, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truths. That's prophecy. But people who aren't spiritual can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. All right. If you are a believer of Christ, if you say that you love God, if you say that you follow him, if you fear who God is, and you have a relationship with him, then you are able to hear and listen to the Holy Spirit. You have the ability to put into practice what I've been trying to tell you guys, praying, seeking, fasting, reading the word, and asking God, God, fill me with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will say truths to you that you will be able to understand. Now, if for any reason you're a believer of God, but you are not spiritually inclined, maybe you don't practice prayer as often as you should. Maybe you don't believe what the Bible says because you pick and choose what matters to you and what doesn't. Then you're not going to understand what God is trying to tell you through his Holy Spirit. See, we are spiritual beings. We are people that understand that there is a spiritual realm that God knows that he can equip us with that goes beyond our physical capacity. It goes beyond what we can push physically. It goes beyond what we can carry and emotionally. It goes beyond our touch, and it goes into the spiritual realm, the spiritual warfare between God and the enemy, the spiritual lifestyle that we are living, because God is spirit and we are spirit as well. He created us in his image, okay? Our spirit and our soul, they have to be in alignment with what God is trying to tell us. But sometimes if we don't pay attention to our spiritual lives, we will not be able to recognize or listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. Or we can be acting foolish. Foolish, another word for foolish is stupid, ignorant, dumb. You can be super dumb spiritually, meaning you don't care enough about your relationship with God that you want to put into practice prayer, giving, serving, reading the word of God, doing praise and worship. You don't care about any of those things that you are spiritually dead, and you will not be able to understand what the Holy Spirit is trying to tell you. That's basically what Paul is trying to say there, okay? So now I want to go into practicality. I was driving this morning, like I usually do to work, and I'm praying and I'm meditating and I'm thinking like, oh man, like I'm thinking about this topic. I keep thinking about the Holy Spirit. I keep thinking about like, you know, like I'm trying to get a lot of people to know that, listen, you got to pay attention to what God is doing. You can't miss what God is doing right now. You cannot know that God has so much more for you. And I even put it on one of my Instagram posts today. I put a beautiful picture of this tree that was in this holiday event at Flamingo Gardens next to where my sister lives. And normally there's a phrase that people say, beauty in the eye of the beholder. And what that's trying to say is that the perception of beauty is subjective. So people can have different opinions on what is beautiful. So what one person perceives as flawless and captivating might be ordinary or unappealing to another, right? And I put this, but I believe that everything can be seen as beautiful because we are all created by God, the Most High, and the best innovator ever. If you can understand that God made you beautiful, God made you handsome, God made you unique, God created you the way you were, then you can be able to understand why it's so important to have a relationship with God. I even put in another post, I put, you can only do so much without God, but with God, all things are possible. All things are possible when you have the Holy Spirit to guide you and you're focused on your purpose, on what God is trying to tell you. So I'm thinking about these things, I'm meditating on what I'm talking about, and then all of a sudden I pass by a Carvel store, okay? Carvel is my favorite ice cream. I cannot say that enough. And guys, side note, I miss Carvel ice cream so much. Listen, these 21 days of prayer and fasting, it's difficult. Like, today's day 10, and I'm like, oh my God, I have 11 more days left. But I feel in my spirit, like, God is trying to tell me, like, maybe I don't need 21 days. Maybe I need 52. 52 will put me at March 1st. And there are a few things that I'm praying for. And I believe that maybe I might be doing that. That's what God is calling me. But I'm struggling because I miss ice cream, right? And even though it's hard, physically it's hard. Every time I pass by a Carvel ice cream, I'm like, oh my God, it would be so good to order myself a Carvelanche ice cream soft serve with some toppings in there, okay? I know that what I'm doing is right, right? What I'm doing is good, okay? God is showing me new things every day. But here's another thing, right? When you are seeking God and when you are fasting and praying and when you are literally every day putting into practice what God is showing you, the enemy comes to bombard you with stress. OMG. He's trying so hard to get me to eat ice cream. He's trying so hard to get me to think, oh, it's only one day. It's not going to matter, right? He's trying so hard to get me stressed with medical bills that have been coming in these last couple days, one after the other. Literally, in like this, these last like week, I've been getting one after the other in the mail. And it's like first notice, second notice, payment plans. And it's been difficult. It has been difficult. But God is good and God is faithful. And I am happy because I'm praying that God is going to do a financial blessing in my life. He's going to come through one way or another. And while I'm putting into God my financial situation, I'm also rejoicing because I can honestly say that God has allowed my female hormones to regulate and that by the mercy and grace of God, I have been able to unexpectedly have a normal 30-day cycle, menstrual cycle. Now, for those of you that are not women and are men listening, it's important for women to have regular cycles. And personally, I've spoken about this, you know, in many of our previous podcasts. I suffer from symptoms of PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome, where basically I have a hormone imbalance and I have very irregular cycles. And it's really hard for me to find out when I'm ovulating and when is a good time to start trying to have a baby and when can I get pregnant. And it's been difficult. But by the glory of God, I was unexpectedly able to have a normal 30-day cycle and I wasn't expecting it. So now we're moving forward. I have a few doctor's appointments coming up. I have an ultrasound coming up. I know there's going to be more bills coming, but God is good. And I want to give glory to God. Okay. So finishing with that. Okay. Going back to Carvel. Okay. Carvel. Carvel is my favorite ice cream. I love the creamy soft served ice cream. I love the way it tastes. I think it's delicious. Okay. I think that the product is stupendous, amazing, delicious. And if I go to a particular store, okay, and I order something and I get bad service, okay, maybe the person who was taking my order didn't do it right. Maybe the person taking my order had a bad attitude. I get bad service, okay? What am I going to do? Does that mean that just because I had bad service at that one Carvel store that I'm never going to have Carvel ice cream again? No. That just means that because I had bad service at that store, I need to go to another Carvel store so I can get the product that I love, okay? Now, some of you guys really, really love Starbucks and Chipotle and McDonald's. Some of you guys are like, I can't go one day without Starbucks. I can't go one week without my burrito from Chipotle. I mean, and that's fine. You love these products. You love what they have. You love what they taste like. You love what it gives you, right? If someone gives you the wrong order at a particular store, does that mean that you are never going to go ahead and get your coffee fix from Starbucks? Does that mean that you are never going to taste Chipotle burritos or salad bowls again? No. That means that you need to go to a different store. There's another store in Starbucks that you can go and you can get your latte and your frappuccino. There's another Chipotle that you can go and you can get your order right. There's another McDonald's that you can go and get right. The reason why you don't say, well, I'm done, that's it, I'm not gonna have Starbucks or Chipotle ever again, is because you love those products, okay? Side note, if you have a bad experience at a church, somebody said the wrong thing to you, somebody looked at you the wrong way, somebody hurt you in leadership, does that mean that you're going to go ahead and never serve God again? That you're never going to go to church again and you're going to become an atheist? I hope not. I really hope not. What I think you should do, what I encourage you to do, is just go to another church. Find another church where you feel like you're being treated with respect, with love. Find another church where you feel comfortable around the people that are there, where you can serve and worship God. Don't just think that because you had one bad experience at one particular church, that now you have to give up and not even try looking for God, okay? But in the same way, okay, I'm going to put these together. I'm going to put this all together, and I hope it makes sense because this is how I got it. We are the product, the creation of God. God is our creator, and he made us the way he made us, okay? The Holy Spirit lives in us if we have a relationship with him, if he's our Lord and Savior. So that means that we need to be in a good place to be able to listen to the Holy Spirit, hear what he is trying to tell us, and obey what he is telling us without questions, so that we can be able to give service, a good service to others, and they also may be able to work in the kingdom of God, okay? If you are in a place where you are not developing spiritually, you are not seeking God, and you probably don't even recognize the Holy Spirit's voice, okay? That means you need to go to another place. When I say place, I mean it could be physical. Maybe you're in a spot right now or a city or a state where you're not giving God the time or day to go to church. You're not giving God any prayer time. You're not spending adequate amount of time with him to build intimacy, okay? God values your temple, and he wants the temple of God to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you are a believer and you don't have that, you need to move to get the plug that you need into Jesus Christ so that the body of the Holy Spirit can give good quality and good service, so that he can guide you, so that he can help you, and so that he can move on, so that he can allow you to complete your calling, okay? Here are a couple examples I have for you, okay? If you say you're a follower of Jesus Christ, then you should be able to listen to the Holy Spirit and obey it without question. Okay, you are a product of the Holy Spirit. However, if you're about to commit a sin, whether big or small, and you're a follower of Jesus Christ and you pray and you seek him, you need to pay attention to what he says and obey it. Okay, if you are tempted to lie, okay, you are tempted to lie, the Holy Spirit should be present in your life, and the Holy Spirit tells you, don't do it, it's not worth it. That lie goes against what God's calling is in your life. That lie is going to cost you. It's going to bring you some pain. It's not worth it. When you hear the Holy Spirit trying to tell you something like that, and then you feel a tug in your heart, obey the tug in your heart. It is the Holy Spirit trying to guide you. And when you do that, that means that you value what God is trying to tell you. You value what God is trying to let you know is right for you. Here's another situation, a little bit more ugly, I think. Fornication and adultery. If you're tempted when you're with your boyfriend or your girlfriend that you are not married to begin making out, begin heavy petting, begin getting horny, and you're like, oh, it's only one night, you know, I can control myself, it's all good. I'm just going to stay over his or her house one night in the same bed. We're just going to keep each other company. If the Holy Spirit is telling you really loud, don't do it. It's not worth it. The Bible says don't fornicate. It doesn't tell you if you should touch a little bit, you should make out a little bit. It just says do not fornicate, because sex is supposed to be in the covenant of marriage. Don't do it. It's not worth it. One night can cost you your whole life. If you hear the Holy Spirit and you still choose to ignore him, you are not in the right place spiritually. You're not right. You are not in the right place, okay? You have work to do in your relationship with God. Now, if you are not in the right place, not physically, but mentally and emotionally, let's say you're somebody who you say, I love God. God is my guide. He's my protector. He knows what to do. I know that I could do better. I know that sometimes I get into situations and I hear or I feel the tug on my heart from the Holy Spirit, but I still have the urge to do it, to smoke weed. I still have the urge to do it and to go spend the night with my boyfriend and get a little bit feisty. I still have the urge. It goes against what the Holy Spirit is trying to tell me. Then you need to give yourself distance and move into a place where maybe you need to go ahead and fast. Give up something physically to remind you what you're gaining spiritually. Give up something that you really like. Maybe it's social media. Maybe it's playing on your video game. But give something up physically during your fast, whether it's food or it's something else, and get in your prayer closet and pray and read the Bible and seek his face and go to church and listen to what he's saying. And then as you're doing that, you're going to see little by little those ones, little temptations or big temptations that you are dealing with, now you don't have to worry about, because God is speaking to you through his Holy Spirit. It is possible to do that. I want you guys to know that God, this is your wake-up call. God is telling you right now, he doesn't want you to take this lightly. Now is the time, especially in January, to set yourself up and do like an examination and say, you know what? I'm not paying attention to the Holy Spirit as much as I should. I need to work on this. Or maybe you're somebody who you are listening to the Holy Spirit and you are doing things correctly. Then now is the time for you to keep talking to people about who the Holy Spirit is. Let them know who God is. Build the kingdom of God so that more people can be able to be on the right track. More people can listen to this helper and more people can obey him without questions. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast episode. I know it was a long one, more than usual, but it is something that I do feel like God was tugging on my heart. You know, he was just trying to tell us, like, God's way is a better way than what you think it is. And the Holy Spirit is your helper. He wants to set you up so you can be more joyful, more successful, and more blessed in 2023. Thank you so much, and God bless. Thank you for listening to the Remix Movement Podcast. If you found this episode encouraging and uplifting, the best thing you can do today is share it with others. Stay connected with me on social media to get more new podcast episode alerts, verses of the day, and much more. Follow me on Instagram at StephanieA321. And don't forget to subscribe to the Remix Movement YouTube channel, where you can have access to all of our previous podcast videos. Thank you, and God bless.